Ireland, of course, begin their Six Nations campaign tonight against France in Paris. Andrew Porter, as you know, has been capped 79 times for Ireland and is one of a number of players on Ireland's extensive injury list, I'm afraid. But we're delighted to say he has actually joined us on the phone this morning ahead of tonight's match. Andrew, you're very welcome. Thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
Thanks very much, Ian. Thank you. Good morning to you.
Good morning. So, how's the injury and when will we see you back again?
The physios are trying to hold me back as much as they can, but I'm raring to go. So, I don't know. It could be before the end of the Six Nations, but going well.
That's up to them.
I aim to be back. Exactly. Yeah. I've not much say in the matter, which is killing me a small bit, but yeah, it is what it is.
Well, you can be there in spirit. Where will you be watching the match tonight?
I know it might be in the local. It might be at home. But I'm trying to behave myself as much as I can when I'm on my off time. So it's it'd be great to watch though. It's hopefully see the lads do a job.
Yeah. They were talking to on the sports there. Phil Egan was just saying that they were saying it was a big ask of Ireland. What chance do we have tonight? Do you think?
I mean, we have every chance and there's every opportunity there. Like, we've gone over to Paris and what was it? Was it 2018 when Johnny put that drop goal over? And it's amazing what this team can do when they're under the cautious small bit and I suppose when from the outside there's a bit of pressure on them. So I think this team thrives under pressure and thrives kind of in that kind of underdog role, because I think that's what the media, that's what kind of what the outside is saying, that like you said, it's a big ask, but they're definitely more than capable of doing it.
Absolutely. And listen, just on match day itself, what's the one thing that you're going to miss personally, about the whole process and the rhythm of the day?
I suppose just that nerves when you wake up in the morning and it's that nervous excitement, the good nerves.
Yeah.
Now, but I suppose it's that kind of the buzz you have about the place and when you get up in the morning. But I definitely won't miss eating the pre-match meal on the day of a game. It's like it's one thing that it's definitely a force feed with those nerves. It's definitely won't miss that this time around. But you kind of miss the whole environment and atmosphere when you're not in it, and I suppose it's when you're not in it, it's when you appreciate it more.
And
I suppose it is what it is. Bad timing, but it's not the end of the world, and look, it could have been a lot worse, the injury, so I'm lucky for that.
Absolutely. And anyway, if you go to your local, they probably have good pub food, so you'll be able to look after yourself. And
Exactly. I look after myself well enough there. They look after me, I look after them.
So listen, 2025 is gone, but what a year. You won the Lions Tour, you became a father, you opened your own gym, and you were shortlisted for Sports Book of the Year. That's amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a quiet year, wasn't it? It was a quiet 2025. I was chatting to my mate who I run the gym with there yesterday.
Yeah.
And that, I suppose, when you're in that kind of, when you're going through everything, going and you're busy and life's hectic, you're kind of like, when will this end? But then when you look back, you're kind of like, well, wow, we did that.
Great achievements.
What's coming up for us? Yeah, what will we do in 2026? How will we do more work in 2026?
Exactly. Listen, one of your character traits then would come from the fact that your birthday is on the 16th of January, which is the same as myself, exactly the same date, different year, obviously.
We're the same age,
no? Exactly.
But you're only
Yeah. So listen, we've got this thing, I don't know whether you're aware of it, called Gift Grub on the show, and we have some of the characters who wanted to have a quick chat with you. We've got Donal Lenihan on, first of all, and Donal, come in, you've got something for Andrew Porter here.
Well, Ian, I don't think we'll miss him at all, in fairness. He's a world-class prop, to be fair to the lad, but he's given away about 48,000 penalties in the last 2 years. Listen, I'm only joking. That's an in-joke in rugby. We're going to miss Andrew Porter tonight. Something huge. I mean, the atmosphere tonight is going to be, there's going to be a sea of green tonight in Stade de France. But we'll need somebody like Andrew Porter to blow these French props away. And I'm wondering, we might be a bit light up front. I played in the second row, so what I know is, I know what it's like to have my head up a loose prop's arse. And I choose Andrew Porter's arse every time and twice on Sundays. He's out tonight, Ian, and I'll tell you, this could change everything.
Absolutely.
Good luck, Andrew.
Good luck, Andrew. There you go. From
thank you very much, Donald.
Yeah, fantastic. Very good. Oh, listen, we got a text in there from Linda in Monaghan. Love Andrew Porter. Such a great player. My son's favourite. Hopefully recovery goes quicker than expected. Lots of well-wishers out there as well, Andrew, which is great. And
Thank you very much, Linda.
Yeah, and Johnny Sexton from Gift Grub as well. Johnny is on to us as well. Hang on a second.
Here. What the hell do you think you're doing, old man?
What, me?
What? Look, one of the best loose head props in the world. In the world,
yeah,
is on your show.
Yeah, I know.
And you've decided to ask him about his bloody birthday.
Listen.
You're an absolute disgrace, old man. Andrew, really sorry about this, man. There's nothing you can do. Cheers, it's not Johnny. Your fault. Whatever you do, don't become Ireland captain. Because this guy, if he gets a hold of you, he's going to start barking at you, asking you what your favourite Kylie Minogue song is. He's an absolute melt the head.
Don't mind
okay?
him.
Okay, sorry about this,
don't
Andrew.
Don't mind him. Take it easy.
Good luck in the rehab.
Cheers,
man.
Johnny.
Andrew.
Thank you.
I hope your recovery goes well and it's really quick and we'll be watching it closely and it was a pleasure talking to you today and thank you very much for taking the time. All right, good luck. Are you ready for
a
quick?
Me and Jim.
Come on, Ireland!